The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this 10th day of January 2017. Loaded phone lines, let me get to them. Joe in Idaho. Hello, Joe.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I responded. That means I heard.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm calling. I got in a little bit late, but I heard your comments on Mexico and the corruption down there, the police corruption.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, you know, we got a head of an FBI here who refused to investigate 911. And all he's doing right now is trying to gather up political, enemies, I guess, is what you would call it. So I really worry about my own homeland. I was born and raised in Idaho. You were saying that Idaho is one of the states that's continually growing, but I don't think that people are just coming here because of conservative politics, as you might call it. I really don't care for the labels of conservative and liberal too much, or Democrat and Republican very much.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they're coming here because we still have clean water, and there's mountains and a little bit more open space, which actually is a gives a product of having more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I studied as a middle-aged man and from 2000 through, and I lived through 2003 in Ukraine and Poland, and my children were both born in Odessa, Ukraine. I wouldn't want to be there now, although I do consider Russia. And I'd like to tell you why, but I had more freedom there as a foreigner than I have now in my own homeland in Idaho, which has become a police state,
mm-hmm.
like everywhere else on this, what they're calling the United States. The police label and make labels, and it seems like that they're criminalizing all of us.
Well, they are.
And it's really, you know, one thing that made me really happy this week, you know, we talk about we're the most free country or the leader of the free world. I don't know what they're talking about.
I don't either.
See that.
Because
in many countries on this planet where there's a bare piece of ground, in Ukraine, you drive on the train from Odessa to Kyiv or from Kyiv to Moscow, and there's one garden planted right after the other in the railroad right away. People just grow their gardens there. And what they don't need to actually feed their family, they take it down and sit on a box on the street,
mm-hmm.
and they sell it there,
mm-hmm.
with their cottage cheese and their bread and their fish and their underwear and their hardware and their silverware and everything else that they need to sell so they can get by.
Right.
We can't do that here. You know, one thing that made me really happy, I speak fluent Russian, and in order to keep up on that, I listen to a lot of Russian stuff on the internet, and Putin has just announced that they're willing to give free land away to people who prove that they have Russian blood. This is probably has a cultural and political objective and end, because they can't. They have the hugest amount of territory with less than half the population of the United States.
Right.
So they want people to come and have families. And this is the other thing, is that he gave awards to a woman who had 17 children. They're literally praising the family and trying to make and establish a land where people can settle down. And they have corruption there, too. And they have somewhat of a police state there, too. But when I look at my own land, and we talk about restoring America, or we want America back, like your song says, what does that mean? It was my grandparents that allowed the Federal Reserve to come in, that have allowed this money creation out of debt, and everybody go to debt and get credit scores, and to allow these pharmaceutical companies to take over instead of good home remedies. And
understood. Joe, you can go down the entire laundry list. I'm going to ask you to shorten this and get to your main point, because the phones literally are loaded.
Okay, my point is that this place needs changed, and when we want to point at other places, I'm not so certain that I would not rather live in Mexico, even if the police are corrupt. Because
Joe, let me leave you with a little little breath of fresh air here. Is Russia still post-Tsar communist Russia?
No, they're more capitalist than we are.
There you go.
Free market.
So if the deep dankest communist festerbed of communism that can be turned, why can't it here in the United States as well?
Well, I hope it can, but and I'll leave you with something. In Daniel and Revelations, it talks about this beast that's going to have dominion over the saints and be given power to wear down the saints. And in Daniel 12, it says, he's talking about all these things, and the end comes, and he goes, Lord, when will this happen? He goes, until until shall be accomplished to wear down the power of the saints. Now, that's just paraphrasing, but I think that I don't see how it's going to turn around. I just can't see how we're going to do it.
And neither could the people in Russia that were suffering under communism and didn't like it. They saw no way out either, but it happened.
They could have had a violent revolution, and they didn't, and I'm proud of them. My ex-father-in-law was a Soviet general when they declared martial law, when they put Gorbachev under house arrest when he was trying to make reforms. The generals all checked themselves into the hospital, sick, called in sick. They wouldn't enforce the martial law.
Yeah. Well, and Joe, look, I hate to cut you off. I would very much like to talk to you on a less busier day, but I'm up to my eyeballs here.
Okay.
Placebo,
thank
my
you
friend.
For your time.
Placebo. He didn't respond. I wanted him to say something back in Russian. Damn it. Michael Herzog.
I only have one question.
Are you a Jew?
Well, okay, I'll retort with this. Have you added Valium to your regimen of Extendivite?
Oh, not yet, but I mean, if I keep getting harangued by people like Mr. Stanley, I don't know.
Well, that's the reason I ask, is you handled that so well. I was on my way home from umpiring a ball game, and I tuned you in, and you're on there with that guy, and I thought, that's not John.
Well, but Michael... Mike here was nice enough to let me know that watch out for this guy. He put that in little parentheses on my caller list. So I thought, you know what? I haven't taken a hit call in a long time. And what you couldn't see is I was just sitting here smiling behind his microphone.
Oh, trust me. I know. I've seen you do that many times. But, you know, I'm not going to take a lot of time because you know your calls are loaded. But I wanted to let you know I had a caller that called in yesterday, and she was talking about you recommending this this documentary, The Greatest Story Never Told.
Ah.
I watched that last night, John, and that is absolutely amazing. Yes, I'm actually going to break it down and do a show on it.
Keep in mind, Michael, when I first started watching, now that's 6 hours and 15 minutes long.
Yes.
I was a couple hours into this thing, and I'm thinking, what the hell am I watching here? Is this just propaganda? I had to stick with it. Going into that third, fourth, and fifth hour, well, needless to say, after 6 hours and 15 minutes at, I think, 5:30 a.m., standing in my kitchen, I'm standing there with tears going down my cheeks because everything that we've been told about what has happened in Germany prior to World War One, post-World War One, pre-World War Two, post-World War Two, even if half of it was just, how should I say, bullcrap?
Mm-hmm.
If half of it was true, people are going to learn one hell of a lot.
Well, you know what, John? You just mentioned a point a few minutes ago about the wall coming down, you know, the USSR. And remember when in that documentary, when I believe it was the people of Ukraine, they cheered when the Germans came in because they were so sick of Stalin. And the Katyn incident in Poland, okay, where they finally found forensically, and they proved it, that it wasn't Adolf Hitler that was responsible for that massacre. It was Stalin. Now, that's just a couple points, but I wanted to touch base on one other thing, and I don't want to hold you up, but you were talking about this exodus being made by these people in these five states with the pensions, and I had brought up, matter of fact, I'd even talked to you off air about this, is there's a website called Transparent California, which tells you the salaries and the benefits of every bureaucrat, every teacher, every superintendent in California, in every county, in every city, and believe it or not, that's part of the reason for the exodus, is because their pensions are so screwed up and they're so concerned about it. There are people in there on paper, policemen, just regular policemen, making more money than the president of the United States.
And isn't that a shame? And what they could literally do is fire every one of those bureaucrats in there, and for half of the salary, bring in good people. That's the irony to this.
Exactly. So you see how deep the corruption is, which is why the people are making the exodus. But I just wanted to make those points to you. I am going to break down that 6-hour documentary, probably do a 2 or 3-part show on that. But if people haven't seen that, and I know you've said it, but I'm going to urge all of the listeners, go watch that documentary, because you're going to learn things that not only have been suppressed prior to us even being born, but they have been suppressed all the way up to the last 10 years ago about other facts that have been uncovered that prove unequivocally that Adolf Hitler was not anywhere near what they say he was.
Well, and what did George Patton say? George Patton made the declaration while he was over there in Europe. He says, we're fighting the wrong people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the people that we should have been fighting was the Russians, yet we tagged up with them.
That's right, Uncle Joe. Mm-hmm.
You bet. All right, I'll let you go, buddy.
Thank you, Michael. Hey, by the way, how are you enjoying that spot?
It's getting better, but then I again every time it happens, I get overloaded with work. And I picked this up from Marty in Idaho, but you know, then I had Clint Richardson on today, following up from your last Friday show. And here I am finding myself inundated, going into his website, looking at his book, and I'm going, wow, I have to learn a completely different language about the actual definitions of words that I use in everyday language just so I can understand his book. You know, so I'm loaded up here with more stuff. But the more I get, John, the more that I get into this, the more fun I'm having. Because, you know me, I like to tie in stuff with the past, the present, and the future. And it all ties up. So, you know, I'm having a good time.
Well, good. Yeah. And you're on from what time to what time?
1 to 3 your time. And 1 to 3, yeah, Central.
1 to 3 Central, and that's Monday through Friday.
That's correct.
And the name of your program, just in case we got some new people listening to the show today?
The American Awakening.
Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
glad to have him back. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
I have 2 real quick points. One is I tried to get into Slade's article you posted yesterday about lack of error and Bundy thing. And maybe you can define for me the word P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G attempts.
What, spell that again?
That's what comes up when I try to get the documentation on that.
Phishing.
R-B and beware. Be careful.
It's okay, hold on. What, Michael? Open up your microphone. Please don't make me repeat through the 2 panes of glass everything that you're saying.
Phishing is it's a way to get your password and login up for stuff. If you're not logging in anything, there's no phishing attempt. Phishing is when I spoof Facebook or your website or your whatever sort of sensitive thing you're using, your bank login, and then you think it's your bank and it's me, and then
right.
I take your stuff.
Okay, Betty, did you hear that?
Yeah, and I thank you for that. And at the end of their little blurb, it says, back to safety, get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the second thing was because the Bundys, they were successful in it, I'd like to suggest the name of a book that people might be able to look up to get an appreciation for what Yuri Call is still paying for. The name of the book is Death of a Patriot by Andy M.E.L., The Story of the Martyrdom of Gordon Call. That's all I had to say.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Thanks, Betty.
Okay, bye-bye.
Sheldon in Spokane lost him. You know, folks, if you're going to call in, you've heard me say that I'm trying to get through these calls as quickly as possible. When you call in and your name is put in rotation, I go there to talk to you and you're not there. How many others did we just lose? All right. Let me take Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John, real quick. You put all this time, effort, all your money, all your blood, sweat, and tears into your network, but doggone it, you won't agree with every single thing I want you to talk about. I'm appalled.
Well, shucks.
No, I'm just kidding. I called because this thing you were talking about yesterday, you're going to update it on your website, correct? If you guys can put this together.
What are you talking about?
All the hosts getting together.
Not all of the hosts.
Well,
some of the hosts.
You know what I mean.
We would have to do 3 days. And we want this to be down and dirty, one-day event. We don't want to tie people up forever because it gets rather expensive doing that.
Right, but you're going to put updates either on the site or on your show?
Well, we have the two masterminds behind this. We have Vince Finelli and a one John Moore. So they're out there doing the dirty deeds, and I'm going to ride shotgun on it. And when there is stuff to relay to folks, I will relay it.
Perfect. Thank you. Also, Michael Herzog sounds so... much happy. He sounds great on the radio again. Sounds like he's happy. And that's
well, and he's had his setbacks. I mean, I will leave it to Mr. Herzog. I'm not a kiss-and-tell kind of guy, but he's had a couple of rough years. And rather than me getting excited about it, getting all anxiety-ridden about it, I just told him, said, Mike, you got to do what you got to do. So go clean up whatever it is you got to clean up, and you always have a spot back here. And guess what? He's back here. And he sounds better than ever.
Loyalty and friendship makes it go, buddy. Thanks again.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call. 800-313-9443. Folks, it's a toll-free number. You're able to listen to the program. If you don't have a comfortable earpiece on your phone, I apologize for that, but please don't call in. I want to get on the program, and I'm trying to rush through to get to you, and when I go to get to you, I feel that I shortchange the other people by hurrying up to get to you that are no longer there. Does that make any sense to you? Rob in Illinois. Hello, Rob. Jeez, what was that?
Sorry, I had to turn that down.
Whoa, that about blasted my ears out.
Apologies, buddy.
What's up?
Hey, I want to respond. The woman that called her just a couple calls ago, talking about the phishing thing.
Yeah.
She was suggesting she was trying to get to the RBN website, and this, like, red page pops up, and it says, warning.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to scare you off, and this is a trick that, you know, Google, whoever else, is tries to pull to get you to defer you away from RBN or any other type of, you know, conservative truther type, you know, honest news or whatever type of website. So they put up this red warning. It's like, oh, warnings, you know, like you're freaked out. What am I doing? Oh, my gosh, this can't be good. And they'll back away and, mm-hmm. you know, go to MSM News. So two things about it. One, it says, got a little option, continue to the site you're trying to get to. And,
Chances are, hang on a second, Rob. I'm glad you brought this up because I wanted to talk to people about this. They tried to scam me twice by way of phone today. They're everywhere. They're on the internet. They're on your phones. Hell, they're hiding in the corners of my house. I'm paranoid.
Well, we'll come back.
I'm paranoid and I'm scared.
We'll come back. I got a couple tips.
All right. Hang on. We'll be back. 800-313-9443. Thank you.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
By the way, before I forget here, Stanley, there ought to be something of interest to you. I did 3 days of a story. 5 days. I did three in a row, skipped a day, a total of five. Those are being reposted under RBN updates. Go listen to it and tell me you don't know what I'm talking about. Robin, Illinois, go ahead.
Yes, sir, you had something to say. I want to hear what you were going to say.
No, that's okay. I'm done.
No, you were going to say something about the websites or something?
No. You said you had some tips, and that's why I'm bringing you back. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the first time I ever saw that warning sign, one day Rivero was asking something about how to do something with the Internet, and I found a nice little website, a little loop to get through, and then I told Rivero on air, and then the next day I started going to that website, and I started getting that warning page, this big red warning page, and I was like, holy cow, I didn't have a problem. I was using it for like a week. I never had a problem. I'd set it on air, and then the next day I started getting this big red warning sign, don't go here, don't go here, and I figured out, you just got to click and bypass it.
Yeah, and what I usually do with that, Rob, when I find something like that, I'll just shut it down and go right back to my intended website, and 9 times out of 10, it doesn't reappear.
Mm-hmm.
And the best ones that I've seen out there warning, warning, your website or your computer has infected our whatever, and if you shut this down, we'll be forced to destroy your computer.
Right.
Well, I just exit.
Control-Alt-Delete.
Exactly. Control-Alt-Delete. You got it.
Right. First thing that anyone can do is always double-check their web address. So you go to republicbroadcasting.org, just double-check, is it the right one? And you know you're not doing anything wrong, and then just try as you might to get through. Don't let them stop you, as long as you know you're going at the right address.
Well, and what we have done is, as I've contracted, and I've been paying this bill for a long time, and that's to protect our website. And when I say protect our website, and I mean from people going in and placing the little bots in there, as you're describing. And that cost us, my web hosting company, cost me $395 each and every month, but it is worth every penny of it, because not only do they protect our website from the hacks and whacks, they also protects people from coming in and planting their stuff there. And when you do a click on our website, you're not getting exposed to the warning, warning, you know, you're... stuff is going to blow up if you don't contact us immediately.
It's an absolute necessity.
Yeah.
The other thing is Google, you know, here's the big thing. Stay away from Google as much as possible. Google and Firefox are the two big players. You know, we know they're corrupted with CIA and you name it, the bad guys. So stay away from them as much as possible. You're not even going to find, they hide, like if I was looking for, you know, John Statmiller on there. John Statmiller might not pop up until page 9. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because they'll hide it.
Yeah.
So I've been using alternative ones. There's one called Opera, O-P-E-R-A. That's been pretty good. And then also, believe it or not, Bing is pretty friendly. You still get good search results out of it, and they don't mess with you too much.
Right.
But Google, Firefox, stay away from them as much as possible. Yahoo, I don't know much about.
What I use for a search engine is DuckDuckGo.com.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I tried using them, but, you know, they used, I don't know, for some reason they turned me off. I can't remember. Can you change your search? Because I was getting using the Google search engine, even though I was using DuckDuckGo. I didn't understand at the time,
mm-hmm.
so I haven't gone back to them. Mm-hmm. But no, I heard they were pretty good, and I started trying to use them, but they're using all the Google search engine. So I just was like, why would I want to do that? So I think you could actually change, because I learned on Opera you can change who you want for your search. So I switch all my, now I learned that I could switch it to Bing or whoever else. So that's pretty much all I got.
All right.
Phishing, P-H-I-S. You know, it's phishing, but with a PH,
right.
And it means people are trying to, you know, scheme you, scam you, get your information, and, you know, don't always think it's a hoax. Believe it until you can prove it's just a hoax.
Yeah.
But it could be something legitimate that, you know what, you should take heed of, because
Okay.
they exist.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Rob.
All right, you guys be good. Right. Thanks.
You know, I have been pretty successful. I get a lot of spam, and I get a lot of crap. And I just cleaned out my junk file, and there was 155,000 emails in there. And I've been pretty successful in cleaning up. I've had my Hotmail account for damn near 20 years, johnstatmiller@hotmail.com. And yes, do I know who runs Hotmail? Yeah, I know all that, Microsoft. But they have left me alone with my email. And what I will do is I will report phishing scams to them. When I get one of these greasy little so-and-sos that try to email me on my Hotmail account, I'll turn it over to Hotmail as a phishing scam. So I'm kind of a friend of theirs in some sort of convoluted way. But people say, oh, you know, you need to get rid of your Hotmail. No, not when I hear or haven't heard from people for 15 years and they go, wait a minute, John Statman, wasn't that on a Hotmail? And all of a sudden, I'll get an email from years gone past. I don't like to change. I just like to straighten out the things that are wrong at present. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Out of the 200,000 illegal Sandoran-born population in the United States, guess which state has the highest totals? Just take a guess. Californication, at 36.5% of the 200,000. And guess who's got... can this be right? Whoa, Los Angeles, they're saying there's more than 270,000. Texas, they've got down at 14.9%. Wow, let me go back to this. Seems to be some inconsistencies in the count. Okay, here we go. Because they're at least... currently 1.1 million Salvadoran immigrants in the United States. Okay. And that number represents about one-fifth, or 19.1% of the total population. There we go. So Los Angeles alone has 270,000. Is that right? 270,000 Salvadorans living in Los Angeles. Wow. And on Monday, the Trump administration told the 200,000 Salvadorans, I don't know where he got this number, but he told them, he said, pack your stuff and get the hell out. Huh?
Because the illegal ones are the ones they brought here.
Oh, those are the ones they brought here. Ah, okay. Nearly 200, and according to the New York Times, which you've got to treat with
suspiciously. They said nearly 200,000 people from El Salvador who have been allowed to live in the United States for more than a decade have got to leave the country. Government officials announced Monday if the Trump administration's latest reversal of years of immigration policies and one of the most consequential to date. Homeland Security officials said that they were ending a humanitarian program known as Temporarily Protected Status for Salvadorans who have been allowed to live and work legally in the United States since a pair of devastating earthquakes struck their country in 2001. Salvadorans were by far the largest group of foreigners benefiting from temporary protected status, which shielded them from deportation if they had arrived in the United States illegally. Now, the decision came just weeks after more than 45,000 Haitians, the second largest group, lost protections granted after Haiti's 2010 earthquake. And it suggested others in the program, namely Hondurans, may soon lose them as well. Nicaraguans lost their protections last year. In the days leading up to the decision, immigrant advocates of the El Salvadorian government pleaded for the United States to extend the program, as it has several times since 2001, saying that the conditions in El Salvador are still dire. A sense of dread gripped the Salvadorans and their employers in California, Texas, and Virginia, and elsewhere. And my goodness, my. We don't need to take anybody else in. We need to take care of what we have here now. All right, did you post those up yet, Mike? We're going to take you about an hour to post those. Okay, please repost it in the RBN updates. And this was my, how many hours was that? 10 hours? 10 hours of me talking that I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Are you getting this, Stanley? Just so you know. Who do I got? Ramsey in Canada. Hello, Ramsey.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
I responded, didn't I?
Yeah, I'm just making sure. You see, sir, I heard what you said talking to Michael Herzog earlier. And you talked about the documentary, The Greatest Story Never Told.
Yes.
You see, so when you mentioned this documentary, you're doing a lot of damage to the network. This documentary doesn't have any merit.
It doesn't have any...
The guy made a documentary. It's not a respectable...
Whoa, slow down here, my fast-talking friend. What? Slow it down. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah, I asked you if you heard me. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, if you'll speak slower. I can hear your voice. I can't understand the words. You're speaking too fast.
Okay. You see, you mentioned the documentary, The Greatest Story Never Told.
Yes.
And what I'm saying is that this documentary doesn't have any merit. When you mention this documentary and you promote it, you're damaging the network, in my opinion.
Okay.
The man who made the documentary is not a respected historian, and there are so many flaws in this documentary. What is that about this documentary that
you
agree with?
Have you seen the documentary?
Yes.
You watched the entire thing?
Yes.
And you're telling me it's without merit because the guy isn't what? A certified or gold star historian?
He's not a respected historian.
Okay. All right. You know what? In the mainstream, I'm not a respected talk show host. Does that make any difference to me? No, it doesn't. But you're saying I'm doing damage to the network by airing that or talking about it.
In my opinion, yes.
Okay, well, that's your opinion.
Okay, sir, what is it exactly that you like about this documentary?
My God, you want me to comment on 6 hours and 15 minutes when I hadn't seen it for about a year?
Just tell me one point, like the main point is the Holocaust. Like, what is it that you agree about it?
I don't agree. I don't agree. Well, let's take the Holocaust for one. This has been an often quoted erroneous number of Jews that were killed by Adolf Hitler. There were not 6 million Jews killed by Adolf Hitler because there wasn't 6 million Jews in all of Europe. Hello?
Yeah. Well, see, so I disagree that there weren't 6 million Jews in all of Europe. There were a lot more than 6 million Jews in all of Europe.
No, there wasn't.
I agree that, sorry?
I said, no, there was not. Wasn't.
Yeah, I disagree with you. There was more than 6 million in
all of Europe. Well, you can disagree with me all you want, because that's your opinion. I don't like to throw around opinions. I like to do a little bit of research on it. And there were not 6 million Jews in all of Europe. So consequently, how can we have Hitler kill 6 million Jews that don't even exist in all of Europe, and he killed them in the death camps in Germany?
Well, see, so according to my, I don't agree that 6 million Jews died in all of Europe in the Holocaust. Like the 6 million figure is exaggerated. I agree with you on that, but I totally disagree that there was less than 6 million in all of Europe. You see, sir, the population of the Jews in Poland and Russia combined, or the Soviet Union back then, was almost 6 million. These countries were heavily populated with Jews. And then if you add up all the Jews in all of Europe, and you're going to come up with way more than 6 million.
Well, your addition and subtraction is different from mine. Maybe you're using the Canadian standard.
I'm using what, sorry?
The Canadian standard. I don't know. I don't know Canadian what to say standard, to you, Ramsey.
Well, what does that mean, Canadian standard?
Oh, my God. All right. Bring in Herzog.
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing? Ramsey's with me from Canada here.
I've been listening. Okay, so Ramsey, go for it. What is it that you're telling me? You're telling me because this guy isn't a respected, quote, expert, that we're doing damage to the network over reporting this as a must-see? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That's what
he's saying. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, let's see. John, you're not an accredited expert. I'm not an accredited expert in the, quote, expert field. Are you talking about all those expert pundits that come on and get paid by CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS to come on and get paid to propagandize the American public? And because we don't reach that criteria, we're not credible, nor is that documentary credible?
No, sir, I'm talking about respected historians. I mean professors. I'm not talking about the CNN people or whatever. Like,
well, when you say respected historians, okay, when somebody goes down the rabbit hole and does research and uncovers documents and there's forensic evidence that is unclassified, that is documented, for example, that the Polish Katyn massacre was actually done by Stalin and not Hitler, there's one point for you. That's documented, partner, okay? When Hitler...
Sir,
go ahead.
I agree with you on that. I know about the crimes committed by Stalin in Poland and Ukraine and Lithuania and other places. I know that. I'm talking about the Holocaust.
What about the Holocaust?
Mr. Stadmiller said...
Go ahead.
Sorry?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Stadmiller said the population of the Jews in all of Europe, from England all the way to Russia, was less than 6 million. That's completely wrong. Where did you get that from? You agree with that, Mr. Herzog?
What I will agree with is the documented records from the Red Cross about the death of the Jews in the concentration camps of all of...
No, hold, hey, Ramsey, shut up and let him talk.
I'm talking about... All right, let me just settle down, take a breath, kus fraba, Ramsey, okay? The documented, certified records from the Red Cross in all of the prison camps all across Germany, okay? The deaths of the Jewish people in all of those camps, what was it, John? Was it 259,000, I believe?
Yeah,
is what
and,
it
most,
was?
And most of
and
them.
And most were typhus. Yes, they were from typhus.
They died of disease.
And Fred Luchter did a report, forensic report, and by the way, this guy is accredited professional in Canada, by the way, okay, that came in the Ernst Zundel trial and put forth evidence to show for his professional forensic analysis that it was impossible for any Jew in any one of those camps to be, quote, gassed.
Using Zyklon B.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, see, we've got Ramsey here that is in contention because he wants to say that we're not being responsible, Michael, by posting up Mr. Wise's documentary, which I think was a Herculean task to begin with, and that he does not agree with it. I mean, I'd be willing to say to Ramsey, and as I said to you, Michael, you know, how much is propaganda and how much is actual fact? Well, let me put it to you this way. If half of it was total cooked-up BS, 50% of that should turn any sane man crazy, because this has been misrepresented over and over and over again. And it was the Jews based in America back in the early 30s that wanted to see Nazi Germany destroyed before it even became Nazi Germany, the Socialist Party.
Yeah, they boycotted Germany worldwide back then, John.
Absolutely. And you know, he says he's watched the documentary. I doubt very much that he's watched 6 hours and 15 minutes of this documentary.
Well, I'll tell you this. Let me insert. I'm not saying that Adolf Hitler walked on water.
I am not either.
After watching that documentary and seeing where he was at the time that he was, when he was entering into World War One as a private, his war record speaks for itself. This guy had guts. He was a hero. He was decorated twice. He came back into Germany after the war, and he saw what had happened to Germany post-war with the Versailles Treaty and the Balfour Agreement and so forth, and he saw what was happening to that country, and he saw that country, that whole town, was nothing but a plethora full of houses of ill repute and homosexuality and bestiality and you name it, okay? And he was sick of it and was being controlled by the communists. So, you know, all Hitler did is he came back in disgust at what he had seen with the additional humiliation of the Versailles Treaty. And he said, you know what? I don't like this. And so Hitler, believe it or not, he's the one that designed the Nazi flag. Did you know that, John?
You know, Michael, while you're talking...
Hello?
Yes, Ramsey.
You're still here, Ramsey.
Yes, that's good. And continue listening here for a second. There's a point I want to make to Mr. Herzog here. You know, it's fascinating to me that this madman... Hold on, Ramsey. I'll get to you here in a second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I find it fascinating that the start of World War II was Adolf Hitler's invasion of Poland. And you just mentioned it. The Sudetenland prior to World War II belonged to whom? The Versailles Treaty gave part of Germany to Poland.
Exactly, and the Polish people were raping and killing German citizens, and Hitler was disgusted with it, and he couldn't get there. He knew that if he did anything about it, and by the way, his war machine hadn't been built up yet, he knew that he was going to be attacked by both France and England. So he cut a deal behind the scenes with Stalin so that they would not invade, and he did that. He invaded Poland because he didn't have any other choice to rescue his own people.
And what's really fascinating about this, the communists that you mentioned, and particularly in Berlin, and that was the studded jewel of Germany at the time, that all of what you're mentioning here, you know, the homosexuality, the bestiality, just the absolute perverted, popped inside out, communist idea of a good night out.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at this and he said, no, no more. And the majority of those were what, Michael? Jews.
Exactly.
So,
not to mention, within a two-year period, let us not forget, within a two-year period, he took a country with 7 million people unemployed, put them back to work, and was the phenomenon of the world and was made Man of the Year.
Yeah, by Time Magazine. I can remember the picture. And he understood also to the Chancellor of Germany, that country was popped inside out. It was up to its eyeballs in debt. He went to the Jewish bankers in Germany and he said, look, your reign is over. You're done. Now, what he didn't do, he didn't line them up against the wall and shoot them. He literally had more probably to do than any other man was setting up Israel, the state of Israel, than, say, England or the United Nations. He told these bankers, Michael, you pick up your stuff, you get out of Germany. Take your money, take all of everything that you have, get out of my country and do it now.
He also made a deal to allow the Jewish people with all their money to leave and go to Israel.
Yes. So this constant who owns the media in this country and who controls the thought process and every impression that we get, not only here in the United States, but in Canada as well, they're drinking the Kool-Aid. People have been lied to, and that's why I got so emotional at the end of watching this entire thing, is because at that point I realized how much we have been lied to about the subject of Germany and its true history.
Mm-hmm. Let Ramsey talk, John.
Yeah, Ramsey, go ahead.
Thanks. You look, Mr. Herzog, you changed the subject, started talking about the how many people were killed in the Holocaust. I'm not talking about that. So my question is, Mr. Stadmiller said the population of the Jews prior to World War II was less than 6 million in all of Europe. Now, I'm asking you, agree with that? And what's your source on that?
Okay, well, let me ask, here, look, let me put it to you this way. I don't know, and he could be factual, he could be not. The only thing that I do know from documented records is that whether there was 6 million Jews in all of Europe or whether there was 25 million Jews in all of Europe, there was only 257,000 killed in the prison camps, and they died mostly by typhus. That's all I can say. So do I agree or disagree with John? No, because I don't have the documents in front of me, Ramsey. But the documents I do have in front of me shows me that the Holocaust myth is just that. It's a myth. It's a lie.
Look, sir, do you know a man named David Irving?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he's highly respected in the Western world. And he said the population, the Jews who got killed was 2 million. Where did you get the 271 million?
From actual Red Cross records. Did you hear him, Ramsey?
Red Cross records. So you went to the actual archives of the Red Cross?
Yes, sir. And you can do the same thing. What?
You saw it in Switzerland?
He didn't say Switzerland. What?
I didn't say Switzerland.
Ramsey, are you?
Where did you see it?
Are you,
Ramsey? Anybody can pull it up. It's a matter of public record, sir.
Jeez, I'm okay. We're Ramsey. We're done here. I've given you more time than I probably should have.
Well, that just cements it, John. I got to go back in and break this down, do a little bit of my own investigatorial capacity research, and put it out chronologically so people can get it. Okay, but I'll tell you what, that kind of nitpicking, you know, with no basis at all, I have to question this guy's rationale. What's he all about?
I was ready to ask him what kind of drugs he was on. and I didn't want to insult the guy too badly, but, you know.
No, he's a listener, and by golly, you know, if he's genuine and he's really trying to get it and really trying to get to the truth, okay, fine, but to try to pick you apart over a little thing about whether there actually was or wasn't 6 million Jews in Europe, it doesn't matter. What matters is the factual documented record, and you know that, John. So, and I've heard you before, and mistakenly so, and I've done the same thing. Okay, we might pick a figure and it might be wrong or whatever, and we correct it if we know that, but it doesn't matter there could be 100 million Jews in Europe at that time. It doesn't matter.
Well, the point that you brought up, there was 270,000 that died in these camps, and mostly from typhus and starvation. And
yes.
The reason why they were starving in the camps, well, so was the German army. Because at that point in time, all of the communications and industrial stuff, production had been stopped. The Allies, the British, the American forces went after their supply lines, and what got blown up was the food along with munitions.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually the actions of the Allied forces against Germany that exacerbated the problems in the camps themselves.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, I'll step out on a limb and say this, that I do believe that more Germans were killed post-war,
yes,
Germany, by the oversight of Eisenhower and Stalin than all of the Jews that were killed or died in the concentration camps.
I'm going to have to watch the series again. I'm just going to have to watch it again, and I doubt, I don't want to call the man a liar.
No.
But...
No.
How could he have watched that entire documentary? And that's the only thing that he wanted to bring up?
Well, yeah, that's my point, is that that's one specific point that he wanted to make about you saying there was, you know, not 6 million Jews in all of Europe. That's a moot point. It doesn't matter what the amount of Jews were in Europe. What matters is the fact that we've been spoon-fed this 6 million Jew thing ever since the end of the war,
yeah.
Okay? And the recorded documented facts state a completely different story.
Well, and I'm sure that those people out there that are just absolutely tapping their fingers with joy on their tabletops right now, see, we got him in there and he's trying to defend. We got him exactly where we want him. Thank you, Ramsey. Thank you for your call. Mike, thanks a lot. I appreciate calling back in.
You bet, John. Thanks.
Bye. All right. Dap in Washington, I'll make you the final call for today. Hello, Dap.
Good. We get to end on a high note. I hope I'm coming through clearly.
You on a speakerphone?
Yeah.
Get clear. Pick up the receiver if you don't mind.
I do. I don't like doing it for you, man.
Thank you. Much better.
Yeah, I want to say, first of all, I wanted to do, Michael beat me to the punch. I wanted to call in and say, wow, I'm astounded with your new humble attitude, and I hope you keep it for your own health and well-being and for the network. I really have always felt that be a leap. For leap forward, definitely, this humble you, man, I can't state enough how much I love it. I just am overwhelmed with happiness.
Yeah, it's just the tranquilizers I'm on.
Yeah, so the question isn't, Ramsey needs to look in the mirror and calmly and collectively state, I'm duped.
Well,
that's where all this needs to go, is people really need to figure out.
And Dap,
paradigm shift is here that we've been waiting for decades, those of us who have been doing this for decades.
Dap,
it's happening.
Dap. Hey. You've got the receiver in your ear and you can't hear me?
Oh, sorry. No, I can't. No,
okay.
Because I held it away from my head.
Okay.
It's my natural habit to have it on speakerphone because I don't like putting things to make.
Okay. Dap, I've got to run here. I appreciate your call. Just remember, I'm still a prick on a mission. And if you think I've gone too soft, you're wrong. Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve. He dropped? Well, all right, then. At any rate. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to rewatch that 6 hour and 15 minute documentary. From the guy that is not. And has every documentary that's ever been made, has it all been made by certified and stamped approval, gold-starred historians? We have a lot of people that are very good at doing research. Most of the people on this network are very good at doing their research, not just gathering facts to support their position. Look at the banner again. It says, because you can handle the truth. Real news, real talk, and real people. Does Dap think this is the new me? Uh-oh. I think he's sorely mistaken. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. I think 2018 is going to be a rather interesting and dicey year. See you tomorrow.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.